For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
From the 19, the countdown is on.
I think this is a very historic moment
to purchase pot.
It's going
to
be an all hands on deck situation.
Stores ready for the high demand.
They are ready to roll in Northampton. New England Treatment Access has stocked up on a variety of marijuana products, including a wide assortment of cannabis-infused candies and chocolates. And they expect thousands will want a taste of this legal recreational weed.
It's going to be an all-hands-on-deck situation here in Northampton.
They'll have extra staff inside and police officers outside to help corral the crowds and the expected long lines at this shop, one of two in Massachusetts that could legally sell recreational pot starting Tuesday morning. And while there's a state limit on how much you could get, Netta in Northampton is restricting it even more. They're limiting purchases to an eighth of an ounce of bud to start, about $50 worth. The reason for the limit on flower sales, they expect early on business will be blooming.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich.
I'm looking for a song that might be even more appropriate.
Is Nick on the phone?
Is he right now?
Oh, he's in bad service. There's too much action.
Fred, you know what song might be more appropriate right now? Your personal favorite.
Pass me the bong. I'm the highest G-Song. No reason for no stress, marijuana, you're the best. Knotted up stomach, just get high. Believe me, you'll love it, watch the time fly by. Puff, puff, puff it, everything is good. This is good wood.
420?
421. Anytime is fun, but nothing gets done. Weed makes me happy when I'm feeling crappy. What's wrong with that? I ain't trying to feel like crap.
I ain't saying it's for everyone unless you like fun.
Don't be afraid to act dumb.
Don't even trip, but if you do, it's fun.
You save me.
Literally the worst song. This is not hyperbole. The worst song ever released on a major label.
Sticky, icky, icky.
This went through, you know, they paid for studio space, they paid for a producer, they paid for an engineer, the company listened to the album, they marketed it. Back when Tower Records on Sunset was there, when I was in L.A. one time, there was a huge mural of this.
Fieldy's Dreams, the bassist from Korn made a pot-smoking album.
Which is, and there's a skit with Cheech Marin that you're like, oh.
This is not, ironically, from The Chronic, which might be like the king of all the skit albums.
Yeah. That's a 3 feet high and rising as well. But so we would have bands come in studio all the time because that's when back when they cared. And I had like 20 of these Fieldy Dreams CDs. So every band that came in, I'd play them. That song.
And they'd be like, no way. This is not real.
Every one of them took a copy of the album.
And showed it to their friends. Who's this on line two?
Nick? Nick?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Sorry about that.
All right. What's the scene out? Which one are you at?
I'm at Cultivate, which is closer to the city.
All right. The one in Leicester.
All right, so how many old people are there? Because it seems like a tremendous amount.
Yeah, there's a lot of old people there. Yeah. There, so far, it's like 100. So the last time I counted, it was like 110 people in line. And
okay.
They just opened the doors.
That's less than I thought it would be. I mean, because I think that those places can serve like how many people at a time? Like 20 different people at a time?
Yeah, so there's a max of 40 people per time going in there. So okay. They're just taking them by 40 people. There's also a shuttle service, so I'm sure there's a ton more people waiting to get to the actual store.
And that remote parking lot that you were in, is it pretty packed right now?
When I got there, I was one of the first people. So it was mainly just me, but shuttle buses keep on going, you know, back and forth, unloading. There's like a lot of people coming.
Okay, so they let you in early to the store, right, before it opened?
Yeah.
Okay, which is fantastic, as Nick said he was with the media, and they let him in. Does that mean you were walking around with all the reporters with the giant Wallach head inside the store?
Yes. Okay.
All right, so when you're on TV with the Wallach head, you know it's very important to, like, follow the camera.
Yeah, so I was looking for actual live shots, and some people are doing recordings.
Okay, so there's a guy, he's in Northampton?
Yeah, no, Nick is in Leicester, so that's not the one you're looking at. There was a dude dressed as a giant, like, weed leaf. Like, he looks like Swamp Thing.
It wasn't even a weed leaf. He was dressed as weed. It wasn't a leaf. He was just dressed as weed.
This is his Comic-Con, man.
That's right. He bought that. He's like, hey, I guarantee you it's the most annoying human being on the planet.
I've seen that guy, and I've seen that guy twice. He's always at 420 Fest over at the Comic.
What an annoying person. All right, Nick, have you talked to anybody over there in the crowd?
Yeah, I've been sending audio to Rich and Mike. So,
all right, okay. And is there anyone interesting? Now, what do you think the reason is for all the old people?
I don't know, because they're hippies.
Oh, they're like, is it like annoying hippies?
I don't know if they're annoying hippies.
Well, one is the same. I mean, it's redundant. If you say hippie, annoying immediately comes after it. There's no hippie. That's not a completely grating piece of garbage.
Right. Right. Okay.
A stink pile of crap. Hey, man, I'm a hippie. Here, let me pay you. Oh, I want to go wait and land in the rain for an eighth. You know?
Right.
Nick,
right.
I'll tell you what. You paint a picture with words like no one I've seen.
I'm sorry. Listen. I'm trying to do the wall, okay? I'm trying to get audio. I'm multitasking here, man.
Yeah, but not right this second.
Right.
I mean, you're
I know.
I mean, like, I was ready to end this like 2 minutes ago.
Are you going to pick up anything?
Yeah, I might be.
Okay. All right.
But do you want me to pick you up something?
I would. Yes, if you can, that would be great.
If I can, well, all right, cool.
Give me one of them chocolate bars.
All right. If I do decide to get something, I'll get you something.
Well, that's redundant, but yes, thank you. That sounds great.
All right, Nick.
All right, see you, man.
See ya.
Great job.
By the way, the minute, Fred, that you said they're charging $300 for an ounce, and you said that seems like a ripoff, I mean, immediately our listeners. Anytime you talk about pot.
Oh, yeah, they're very intense about it.
Intense. And, like, I'm getting stuff like, that's actually a fairly reasonable deal for it. As a matter of fact, from where I buy it, it's $280. So a $20 markup is actually fine.
Okay. I mean, it's a fairly high percentage. Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, $300 is a little crazy, guys. I paid that probably in 2010, but since the legalization movement's really been happening, it's... Like, I pay right now about $150 an ounce, and I can get, like, a quarter pound for $500. So I don't see a lot of people that are going to be buying ounces for $300. I don't know. It just seems crazy to me.
But the markup's better because you have it approved by the FDA and not from some dude's anus.
I guess that's fair, but I'd imagine it's probably more trucked in, you know? How much pot can you fit up an anus?
It's not up anyone's anus. It's not. Rich, again, has the idea that it's like a Quincy episode from 1970.
I'm just not. I wouldn't buy a craft beer from a guy who's just selling it to me on the street when I can buy it in a can at the store.
Well, go ahead.
I don't know. I get it from a friend of mine that I've known for over a decade, and, you know, it's pretty good stuff. I don't really smoke it too much, but my mother's a stage 3 cancer survivor, so I constantly have to be, you know, pumping it into her to keep her quiet.
But she's been able to get it from to keep her quiet.
You've
been able to get that stuff, though, in the card for a while, though, then, right?
Yeah, well, we don't go that route with it. It's a little expensive. I just kind of...
Right, you have a guy that you trust, and he has what you need, and then that's the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I understand. Absolutely.
So they're saying it's a gram for $15. This is from Netta, the Northampton one. You can get a gram for $15, and then it goes all the way up to 4 ounces medically. You can buy for a grand.
Yo,
Troy, go ahead.
So... $300 is not super steep. If you want to get something really, really dank, you'll probably spend $300. If you want to get something, you know, mids, run of the mill, outdoor, then you'll spend the $150 on an ounce and the $500 on a quarter. But it's all about the quality. I mean, you can get a crap bottle of wine for $10, or you can get a fantastic bottle of wine and spend $200. Yeah. And that's really what the difference is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but, okay. I mean, they do tell you at the medical facility, they do tell you what you're buying and what the effects are. Mm-hmm. And if they're mixing strange, if it's a hybrid, you can know that as well.
Does your favorite type have a name?
Oh, we had a, what is it? Gorilla Glue.
Okay.
It's an indica.
Oh, I think, is that GG? Okay, because I see Gorilla Glue on the menu here.
Gorilla Glue,
they've got Arcata Train Wreck, Flow, Ghost Train Haze, Moonshine Haze, Golden Lemon number 6.
Is this the place that you can buy it now?
Yeah. Jack Frost and Black Triangle Kush. And it's got like a little menu next to each one that tells you whether it's sativa.
We've never bought sativa. We've only bought indica.
Okay, that's the relaxation. Reduce pain, anxiety, and inflammation. Yeah, well, promote sleep.
For some people.
So if I'm going to get high for the first time, what should I do? Like
indica. No, you don't want to do sativa. And you don't want to take an edible, that's for sure.
So sativa, I kind of want that bliss feeling, you know, not the sleepy one.
Knowing you, you'd probably be fine if you smoked sativa because your brain seems to run on a very positive vibe.
So it just kind of amplifies the way it normally thinks. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, it doesn't work. Even indica doesn't work for me. So I would do then if you want that is I would buy a hybrid.
Okay, they do have a hybrid. It's a blend of sativa and indica characteristics. It says.
Yeah, so I would buy a hybrid. But I would smoke it out of a pen because it's just 1,000 times easier. It's 1,000 times easier, and it doesn't smell. And once you, like, light a bowl, and then there's all the resin in it, and it's just so much cleaner. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do.
They have these little packs of pre-rolled joints, and they just look so slick. Like, I mean, I could see, like, going online and watching one of the opening of the boxes, it just looks super slick, the marketing of this thing.
They don't come in boxes. You can buy a 5-pack at the dispenser or at the thing, but they don't come in a box.
Yeah, these come in boxes now, the one that Netta has, and 5 nicely pre-rolled, because that's the other thing, is that even if I did want to smoke a rolled joint, I wouldn't know how to do it properly.
Oh, I can't roll a joint.
Well, I mean, you could be like one of these guys who hires a professional joint roller.
Yes, indeed. Stephanie can roll a joint. I can't roll a joint. But when I was in high school, my friend's brother and his friend bought a pound mm-hmm. for personal use. And so it comes in this like brick. It doesn't look like much, but it comes in this brick. Like it's all vacuum sealed. And they go, man. And they cut it open, and it, like, starts overflowing. And they started, like, taking it in their hands like Scrooge McDuck. And they're like, ah. And they rolled, and the reason you made me think of it is they rolled pre-rolls, and then they put them in a cigarette box. And they just smoked. They smoked that weed in probably 2.5 months.
Oh.
They quit for a pound.
Oh.
Yeah, they just were high constantly.
I'm telling you, full phone lines once again. Should we take You Are So Wrong About the Prices of Weed? FDA, I know the ins and outs. Weed in Brookline, I have a few things to say. Fred, I have a weed song for you.
Hey. All right. Let me go to You Guys Are So Wrong About the Prices of Weed. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, so I've been buying weed a long time. You could get stuff for $150 an ounce, and it's okay stuff. But if you know the right people, I mean, there's a lot of stuff from California that's made its way out here. So you're able to get stuff that's in the boxes with the labels that's much better quality than, for instance, some of the facilities in Massachusetts, the one in Georgetown.
I'll tell you this, is that we bought weed in California when I was there in March. And it even made my wife flip out.
Like, yeah, it's super, super exotic stuff is coming from California and Colorado. It's much, much better than what's out here. But, I mean, that stuff's out here, but if you want the super exotics, it's about $300 an ounce. But it is much better than the stuff you'll get in the dispensaries for $300 an ounce. And you can still get that information
if you know the right guy. I mean, I got stuff the other day. It came in a beautiful packaging, and it was just from my friend, labeled, and it was a great, it was, you know, basically it was like $200 for it, and that was an awesome, like a very, very, very high-end exotic.
Have you ever smoked Shatter?
Love it. It's my favorite all day.
All right, so that's like mad intense, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I recently went to get a job, and I had to obviously stop for the test, and it took over 6 weeks for me to get clean. And that was with a bunch of detox stuff because of the Shatter, because it's like 90% THC, and it just, it stores in your fat cells. So yeah, it just, I'm a pretty big guy. It stayed in my system a long time.
Have you ever seen the dude that just, it's all weed videos on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
He did like 100 dabs in a row or something.
Yeah. Even I think I would be dead after that.
Well, no, I mean, he wasn't enjoying himself after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was.
Well, he was hacking quite a bit, but
One of the things with that is it's what you got to make sure you burn the Shatter at the right temperature. Most people heat up whatever they're burning it in too hot, and it makes them cough. It makes it way too hot, and you burn the terpenes out of it, which is where the flavor comes from. So you really got to burn it at like 500 degrees or less.
So you have a pipe or whatever you want to call it and you have like a blowtorch thing.
Yep. That's kind of like the beginner way. They make all electronic coils now where you can set the rig and set the temperature so the nail will only get to 400 degrees maximum.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's gone to the point where you can regulate the heat that you're doing it, which is the best way to do it, because if not, you can definitely damage your lungs. So if you're going to do that, just make sure you're not burning it too hot.
All right. I'm going to be getting high soon for the first time. So I need some do's and don'ts. If you want to reach out to me at Twitter, at Toucher and Rich, because I'm honestly, I mean, there's probably people who've done this for obviously years and years. And
as someone and who know, has negative effects of marijuana, look no further.
Okay. All right. So if you have any do's or don'ts on my first
time, I will tell you.
I'm talking from the where you do it, the music, who you do it around, how to smoke it or how to ingest it.
I would use it. Well, see, I get, and it's, this happens more often than you think.
I need lessons learned from smoking pot.
As someone who's smoked a good deal of pot, and it's not always been fun, I can tell you this, is that there is a weed hangover. People might call in and say there isn't. There is, where you feel completely out of it the next day. That happens to me. And then also, I would use a vape pen. I would take a hit, and then I would wait. A big problem I have is I'll take a hit and then I'll go,
it's not
working. Do nothing.
Yep.
And then I'll start, you know, da da da. And the next thing you know, The Simpsons is moving at a snail's pace. So I would, it doesn't matter where you do it, but if I do it somewhere I've been, I would do it, you know, it just, the main thing is take a hit.
Okay.
Sit around and wait. You might not even get high the first time, but take a hit, sit around and wait. And then, at your discretion, after 10, 15 minutes, take another hit. 10, 15 minutes later, see where you're at. And just know that it lasts a while and that it can be unpleasant or it could be very pleasant.
I'm getting a tweet from somebody or a direct message from somebody. I don't know if they want me to name their name, but someone said, don't ever do a hash pill 3 days high, from what I hear.
Yeah. There is a... Yeah, edibles are a son of a bitch because they take forever to work.
I know. I've heard, like, because as I said, I have family members who live out in Colorado, and they said it was like an hour. And,
oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, whoa, bam, yeah, it hits you like out of nowhere.
It takes an hour, and then you'll go, nothing's happening. And then it takes a lot of discipline not to just go, oh, screw it, I'll take another edible.
Someone said you're going to live Instagram your first time. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe the second time. First time, I might just want to do it to...
The second time, I mean, all you're going to do is smoke and sit there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be boring. People have seen this. This is a me thing. Like, people have seen people high for years.
I mean, you would have to do some heroic amount of, you'd have to smoke a heroic amount of weed.
Right, and then I'm blocking my phone up then.
Oh, who's the guy? We can get audio of that guy. Who's the guy that I sent you the information about?
Sarge.
Nothing like going to Denver to smoke the marijuana like a cigarette.
All right, real quick, we're way late. I got to find this guy.
All right.
Because we can pull audio.
All right. Well, we can take a break and we'll come back because we have full phone lines.
Yeah. But we also have Dave Richard coming up. So we have to talk to Dave Richard. Pass me the
bomb. I'm the size Cheech and Chong.
All right. So we'll take a break and then I'll tell you who we got to find.
Stay tuned.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Sports Hub or Toucher and Rich. Fantasy Football with Dave Richard is brought to you by Nissan. Nissan driven to excite. Who is Dave Richard? Well, he's a fantasy football guru. You can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon on CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. For the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis, it's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Mr. Dave Richard. Last night had to have been orgasmic for the fantasy football community.
It was great for me because I went up against Todd Gurley and I was up only about 10 points and he didn't come through. But everybody else in that game did. We call those games bonanzas when just everybody goes off. And I think that's what everybody was expecting. I don't know if everybody was expecting over 100 points. First time that both teams in a game scored over 50 points. Pretty awesome. It was a lot of fun, and a lot of people did benefit from it, but not people who had Todd Gurley.
All right, so what is your take on the Lions running back situation? Kerryon Johnson ended up being a quality back for them. They started to realize that Stafford can't get hit 75 times a game. Now that he's out for a while, is there anybody, do you take a backup on the Lions? What do you do?
I guess if you're desperate, you go with Theo Riddick, and you hope that Theo Riddick can get enough touches to make up some of what Kerryon Johnson did, but it's not going to be pretty. I mean, they're left with LeGarrette Blount, Zach Zenner, and Theo Riddick. They're right back to where they were last year when we couldn't trust any of their running backs. It's just this time around, LeGarrette Blount's there instead of any of their other guys. Riddick in PPR is okay, but we saw a couple of running backs break out this past week, Gus Edwards in Baltimore, Josh Adams in Philadelphia. Those are two guys that you'll gladly take as replacements for Kerryon Johnson off of waivers.
How am I going to feel about Rob Gronkowski this week if I got him? Should I feel confident?
I think you have to. The fact that he's been practicing and not playing is a positive. The fact that he's expected to play, and it's only Tuesday and we're hearing that, that's also a positive. The fact he's taking on the Jets, big positive. I think you're going to see Brady bounce back. I think he'll have a pretty good game, and I think Gronk can get involved. Unless you've got George Kittle as your other tight end, maybe you drafted Gronk early and Kittle late, and you've been starting Gronk and getting burned by Kittle being on your bench, make the switch to Kittle now. But otherwise, I think Gronk can still be pretty good for your fantasy squad. I've got him as a top five tight end this
so
week.
So this is basically going to be a trending upwards type of week for most of all the weapons for the Patriots. That's what you're saying.
I think so, and I think a lot of it has to do with their opponent. And I don't care that the Jets are coming off of a bye. They stink. And I don't think that their pass rush is really going to get to Tom Brady. I think Brady's been hearing all the talk now for 2 weeks about, oh, well, maybe he's not that good anymore. Well, you know, let's give him a little more time. You know, I think that Tom Brady is going to be just fine. Top 15 fantasy quarterback this week. There's a lot of really good quarterbacks, maybe even in the top 12. 250-2 for Tom Brady on Sunday.
All right, give me a wide receiver that could be on the waiver wire for, I mean, I've got, like, I mean, there's a lot of people who have bye weeks. Who's the best wide receiver that you think would still be available that we could plug in there?
Let's see if Anthony Miller is still out there in Chicago. He scored in two straight games. In fact, the last time he took on the Lions, it was 2 weeks ago. He had over 100 yards and a touchdown. The Lions' pass defense is wretched. And I think Anthony Miller and Allen Robinson, you're not going to find Robinson on your waiver wire, but those guys are both going to do well. Tre'Quan Smith is another one who had a big game for the Saints. A lot of people are going to race to him. He has a foot injury. He didn't practice on, well, the Saints didn't practice on Monday, but if they had, they had to release an injury report, and if they had practiced, then he wouldn't have practiced. But they didn't practice, so nobody practiced. I don't know what the hell I'm saying other than Tre'Quan Smith is a good guy to add off of waivers. And I'll give you another rookie, DJ Moore of Carolina, really stepped up in their last game. Devin Funchess was a thing for Carolina for a couple of seasons, but he dropped three passes, including a touchdown. He looked horrible. DJ Moore just moves very fluidly. Doesn't have top-end speed, but has everything else that you look for in a wide receiver. And I like the matchup for him this week against Seattle. Seahawks traveling across the country to take on the Panthers in Carolina. I think DJ Moore can have another good week.
Okay, so Dave, let's say you're middle of your pack right now. You're stuck in no man's land. And you need to take some risks. You got to get a Hail Mary. Who is a guy that you think would have a potential big payoff that would still be on the waiver wire, like your Hail Mary player?
Well, Gus Edwards is probably somebody that we should talk about right now. The fact that he's available in 100% of leagues, literally isn't owned in a single league on CBSSports.com, and it looks like he's the new main running back for Baltimore. Now, we've seen it before where the Ravens have put somebody in that top position, and then they don't do well, and they end up turning into an ugly three-headed monster, and you curse yourself for trusting anything that John Harbaugh does in his life. But Gus Edwards was a pretty good runner with Lamar Jackson. Physical, he's a big dude, he's tough to take down, and he doesn't have top-end speed either, but he can hit the hole. And if the linemen don't make too big of a hole for him, he can still squeeze through. And that's a trait that you don't see in very many running backs. And I think they're sick and tired of Alex Collins and his dancing in the backfield. Maybe his dancing in the end zone, too, when he does that Irish dancing. I don't know if they think that that's cool anymore. I don't know if anybody ever did. But I think that Gus Edwards is going to have a chance to get 15-plus carries in this Baltimore offense, and it's going to come against the Raiders this week. It's an unbelievable matchup for Edwards to take advantage of, and I think he's the one. He's the Hail Mary play that fantasy owners can go and grab.
All right, Dave, who will excite fantasy owners this week? It's brought to you by Nissan, driven to excite.
I'm going to go with a defense this week, Fred. It's going to be the Colts DST. They looked outstanding against Marcus Mariota and the Titans. That Tennessee offensive line I thought was good. Mariota was sacked 4 times in the first half and then knocked out of the game. Now it's the Dolphins coming to Indianapolis. Their offensive line isn't great. Their entire offense isn't great. They just lost another good speedster down the field in Jakeem Grant. He's out for the year. If you've been running with the Chiefs DST or the Rams DST, or if you've just been streaming DSTs all along, go find the Colts off the waiver wire. They're going to be outstanding this week against the Dolphins.
All right. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Dave Richard, and he is available to see every weekday at noon, or every day at noon, on CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. And for the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis, it's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Dave Richard, it's always a tremendous pleasure, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Same here, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving and a great holiday with your families, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thank you. There he goes, Dave Richard, the wonderful Dave Richard. All right, we have some audio from one of the dispensaries opening. There's a lot of people applauding there, you see. And then also one of the true legends of YouTube that was a juggalo that went to jail for assault and turned his life around through the power of ingesting maximum amounts of weed. We will be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. There is a guy named Custom Grow 420. This video has 30,000 views that we're about to play for you. This is in honor of the weed stores opening, the dispensaries. He has over 1.5 million subscribers.
Real quick, Nick says a 2-hour wait to get in right now. Okay. The one in Leicester.
It's an eighth. Yeah, I mean, just do yourself a favor and get out of there.
2 hours.
It's a 2 hour.
Although, in the rain and snow.
Although I'm hearing now that you can get an ounce at Cultivate. They're saying
at Cultivate you can get an ounce.
Yeah. Okay. So that might be the Northampton one, but yeah. So he, because I asked him, he said, "All right, well, I've done some interviews and I've done all this, and the Wallachhead was everywhere. So props to him." But he said, "Can I leave?" And I was like, "Yeah, you gotta get yourself something." He goes, "Dude, they just told me it was over a 2-hour wait just to get in the door." So in the rain, by the way, it's raining there too.
Yeah.
So
no, it's the weather's worse the farther north and west you go.
Do we know when it's supposed to? I heard that all the ones locally are supposed to be opening up, not all of them, but many of them by Christmas. So, I mean, there's that one in Brookline that everyone seems to go to, which is ready to go. And that's what these other two were. I mean, they were medical dispensaries before they were selling recreationally. And they had somebody come in and just make sure that the business was kosher and that the security was, you know, up to speed and up to par. And now, from what I'm hearing, is that to approve them, they're saying it's sometime before Christmas.
All right, so this guy, does it inspire you to get involved? This guy, he is Custom Grow 420. Dabs are a very powerful, condensed, concentrated.
How do you ingest or how do you consume a dab?
You smoke it, but you take it, it's hard. It's like it looks like toffee. And then you put it on a, you pre-heat
it up.
The
the pipe, this man uses a blowtorch to get it to the right temperature, and it's very concentrated. It gets you really, really high. He does 25 in a row.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And this is custom 420.
And this is him after doing 25 in a row?
This is him doing 25 in a row. Okay. By the way, he doesn't write anything down, and he never makes a mistake, even though he's smoking.
Yeah, yeah. What up, YouTube, YouTube? For custom girl 420. This is your number channel design for cannabis patients and adults. All right, man. In this one, Widowmaker dab, 10 dabs in one. In this video, I'm about to put together 10 different...
Okay, so this one's different. He's putting 10 dabs he's doing 10 dabs at once.
Okay.
So he's taking...
Did he do speed before he did this?
No, he's just happy. He's happy he's about to get super high.
In this video, I'm about to put together 10 different dabs and go hard. If at any point in time you enjoyed this video, make sure you give this video the thumbs up. And if you haven't subscribed to Custom Girl 420 already, subscribe for more. All right, man. This video is going to go up into the Crazy Hit Library playlist. And this video is going to be all for fun. All right, man. It's been a while since we've done a Widowmaker. You guys know that Widowmaker is at least 6 different dabs in one. Now, what I got here is when I've been running low on my grams, I've been saving the last little piece. We got at least 10 different kinds in here.
Shut up. Just get to when you smoke. Let's go.
We got our honey supply glass barrel to serve.
Describing what he's doing.
I don't care. I want to hear what happens. How does his body react?
We're going to use our happy daddy Buster, our custom dabber here. Let's get it. So over 10 different kinds here. Is that every time I do one of these?
You have to take the pre-inhale.
Absolutely. Just mess me up.
That's the Bunsen burner.
This is a huge dab right here. Yeah, what up, YouTube?
This is the opposite how I want to act and feel after I smoke.
Well, we're beasting on this one, man. Oh, man. It's going to be gnarly. That's now just now starting to get red hot just a little bit. We're going to make this thing glow. My heart's beating. Oh, Widowmaker dab, 10 dabs in one. Cheers.
Now he's consuming the dabs.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it's major. Oh, no.
This is the sound John Wallach gets every time he gets a new Beckett's baseball card.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, it's major. Oh. Anybody's ever hit a hard dab, a big, huge one? You guys already know what's up, man. Super head high. Super dizzy. Want to cough. Oh, want to explode boogers out of my nose. Holy cow. Widowmaker dab. 10 dabs in one. Boom! You guys already know what's up, man. If you didn't get your fellas some custom girl for 20, go check out some anonymous on this channel. Check out those playlists. If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up for custom girl 420.
I hate this guy.
Good growing.
No, it's amazing that he did that amount of dabs and then was still able to go, hey, it's Custom Girl 420, check me out.
I wish it would knock him out. It didn't sound like he changed that much.
Because he's so powerful in what he does for a living. What he does for a living is does basically pod challenges where he just tries to do as much as he can.
And it doesn't affect him.
He's high as hell, but he has this amazing ability to still say, hey, it's Custom Girl 420, John. If you like this video, please like it.
Like, imagine if you, like, taught this guy at a bar. He'd be like, I need to leave.
No, if you saw him, you'd want to leave. I mean, he's not... Yes, he's a guy who smokes weed for a living.
So it's not Ryan Lochte. That's right.
habanero dab challenge is another one that he does.
Well, the habanero one's interesting. That's good. I find that entertaining. But that guy, I just want to punch him in the nuts.
Oh, please. He's harmless. He's just doing big weed tricks.
Hashtag big weed tricks.
Yeah.
I mean, but it is true. See, for my first time, that's the opposite of how I want to feel when I'm done.
I don't think you need to do 10 dabs at once.
Okay.
All right. Anthony, I mean, that's an exceptional amount of
Someone
THC.
Said it sounds like the Sarge of YouTube.
John?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, you got to give the guy credit. He did what he said he would do. Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Rich, you said it was your first time, right?
Yeah, it's going to be my first time, yes.
All right, a couple of do's and don'ts. One thing for sure is you're going to want to make sure you have a ton of snacks because you're probably going to get the munchies.
Okay.
Second, you're probably not going to want to do an edible. I had a very bad experience with that where I had ingested one and I went to Spooky World. And it wasn't working, and then all of a sudden it hit me when I was waiting in line to buy tickets, and then that's when all the guys at the chainsaws and stuff are walking around, and that's when I got extremely paranoid. And then also you're definitely going to want to be in like a comfortable environment and surround yourself with people that you're comfortable with and stuff like that.
Right, not a place where guys with like blades and knives are chasing you around wearing Michael Myers masks.
Yeah, as I suggested, I would not do it outside. I would do it inside.
Sure, give you a heart attack, probably.
Yeah.
But I would recommend probably smoking the pen because, you know, you can at least take one hit, wait about 15 minutes, see where you're at, and then you can go ahead and take another one if you feel like you're ready and can handle it and stuff. And I wouldn't expect to go anywhere if you plan on doing that.
Yes. But these are all the information I've already shared with Rich.
Excellent.
No edibles. Use a pen. Do it inside. I get freaked out outside. Or, I mean, you know, don't do it out, like, you know, 20 miles from your house. Do it where you can easily get back. Did you ever see, first of all, what did he say with the first thing he said? Snacks, I've never gotten the munchies. But, in fact, I don't think that exists with these strains anymore. But the, do you ever see Ted, where it might be Ted 2, where Wahlberg smokes that specific kind of weed and has to walk back with his hands on the building?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, all right, yeah. That's my suggestion of why. Don't stray too far from home.
Okay, because I've seen people at concerts talking to walls.
Yeah, that's not weed.
Okay.
No, those are psychedelics. even when I smoked PCP, I wasn't talking to walls. But, use a vape pen. Don't stray far from home. And those are my suggestions to you. And don't take an edible.
Somebody said that dabs guy makes me wish the THC overdose was fatal. It's not very nice.
Go watch his videos and accept him for who he is. Because you can fall down a rabbit hole. I mean, he's a total, like, dork. I mean, he's just this guy who smokes weed for a living. I think once you see a few of his videos, okay, you start to, you know how guys like eat super hot peppers?
Yeah, sure.
Or like do eating challenges?
Yeah.
You know? This guy just does weed challenges. You know, he's the first guy out there, I believe, who did these. Don,
somebody just said, sports radio in Boston have the biggest NFL game of the year, and instead I'm stuck listening to an audio of some guy doing dabs. And to that I say, hey, this is more important. Sorry. This is way more important. Dude, it's the legalization of recreational marijuana. Yeah, I'm all in.
Good Morning America was there.
Yes.
I happen to like Custom Crow 420, and so does my friend David Migdal, who introduced me to him. Mm-hmm. And now I like to watch the videos. You know, two at a time, but that's mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then you move on.
We just got sports, guys. We just got sports.
Yeah, right. So you can go break down the big Monday night matchup. They scored a lot of points, and Mahomes made a lot of mistakes. All right, so when we come back, our friend young Nicholas Jamelli, who's painting such a picture with words. Yeah, I'm out here at the opening of the dispensary. There's a lot of guys, you know, people around. A lot of old people. Yeah. All right, thanks, Nick, for the phone call. You've really done it this time. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.